They don't have a storefront. They feel that they're it's more individuals operating within a vacuum as opposed to a company operating within a city limit. So with these types of companies, we need to be proactive, putting language in there that defines them in our code, which will then force them or strongly encourage them to comply, and which will allow, if we find them operating under the radar in the city, it gives us the power to seize their vehicle. When you're paying somebody to take you somewhere, you have an expectation of safety, an expectation of responsibility, security, and insuredness. What they're doing is they're operating under the radar. They're not providing that. Now, I don't have a problem modifying a code to meet the expectation of the industry, to allow the industry to exist. But that safety, that security, that insuredness, that responsibility has to be there.
You talked a lot about safety, how important safety was to you. As you think about these regulations, what are sort of the key things that you feel need to be done?
The regulations actually for the vehicles themselves, the drivers, the industry is already there. What we have to do is define this type of industry. So we have to change our definition because our code states that you have to have a terminus station. That means that you have to have a network, a live person, so to speak, to call in. Under the list of definitions that we're adding in for this industry, they're going to have to drop into that and then fit in with all the other regulations. We haven't changed as far as vehicular regulations. Most of those are actually federal and state highway transportation codes. So we didn't reinvent the wheel. We just kind of streamlined everything and made it easier. If you're compliant on the federal level and the state level, you'll be compliant with us pretty much.
This is something that cities across the country have been dealing with as this technology has rolled out over the last few years. Local taxi companies have been very upset to have this particular type of company come in. Do you anticipate something like that if Uber does come to Birmingham in a significant way?
No, because in the end, the marketplace is going to decide who is successful and who's not. And cabs and Uber are actually very different. Uber is more of an SUV or a sedan type of a car. They can cross the lines at some points, but I think the two will work well together. It just depends on the density of the population and who's actually calling for the transportation. And again, the marketplace is going to play out who survives and who doesn't.
Do you anticipate when Birmingham might see these car sharing companies in a real way?
Well, they've already reached out looking for independent drivers in Alabama. I think that once these regulations are in place, it may back them up a bit and make them reconsider coming in because they will have to be regulated and they will have to be compliant.